Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. The population of southern flounder in the Gulf is, well, floundering.
The populations are down in the bay systems across the board for the southern flounder.
Robert Adamy coordinates Coastal Bay Team fishing events, where two-person teams of experienced anglers catch specific species for the hatchery program. In spring, teams reel in spotted sea trout, and in fall, southern flounder.
Sometimes a little bit more experienced anglers can go out to the spots they know are good gathering spots for southern flounder. Usually those guys can get the fish and bring them to us rather quickly. They also know how to handle the fish in terms of care, transportation, and trying to get them to us in the best possible health.
Participation is free. Adamy says almost as soon as anglers catch them, the flounders start their new lives.
Immediately, we're going to be putting them right into spawning tanks at Sea Center Texas and in Corpus Christi to be used, hopefully, for next year's spawning program.
Saturday morning, Froggy's Bait Shop in Port O'Connor is the staging area for the event. And next Saturday, Boyd's One Stop in Texas City closes this year's Coastal Bay Team opportunities. Find full details at passporttotexas.org. That's our show with support from the Sportfish Restoration Program, which provides funding for Sea Center Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.